I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sud, soothe smoother than my voice.
You know, wow. Ken, when he talks like that, I think I might upgrade. I might trade you in for Mike Martinez.
Oh, come on. Nobody mugs for the microphone like I do, though. Look at this mug.
It's radio, bro. Nobody can see you. They can just hear you.
Social media. I've got this, MySpace account. I'm going to post a picture on it.
What song do you have on your MySpace? Wait, I don't care. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around a campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me, as always, St. Kenneth Wright, our San Diego indie beer evangelist. Well, you brought Oceanside with you tonight.
Yeah, I brought my fellow gang members from from Oceanside with me. We got special tattoos just for tonight's show.
So do you have to have that tattoo to drink in any Oceanside establishment without getting crap?
I think so. I have temporary tattoos that I slap on before I go to work at PCH just so I blend in. Nobody thinks I'm a narc.
We've got Tony from the Stone Company store in Oceanside getting ready to celebrate his 6th anniversary. And Mike Martinez, you know that man from his beautiful mustache. What are you doing these days?
So ironically, I live in Oceanside, but my sales territory surrounds it.
It's a good thing they keep you out of Oceanside, because that's where all the stories are told about you.
Exactly. That way I get to drink and have fun there.
That's
so
right.
Let me ask you a question. It was a couple weeks ago we had Northern Pine Brewing in here.
We did.
And they did a collaboration with a privateer and PCH. Now, the beer wasn't ready at the time, but
it is now.
So tonight, since we're talking about what's going on in Oceanside, the craft beer scene there, we're going to start with this. It's called Coast Rider, right?
Coast Rider.
What makes this beer so special since you got a chance to brew it?
Let me first put out a disclaimer. It is a blonde ale, which usually evokes a meh reaction.
This is San Diego. Brew an IPA, bro.
I know. But get this. This is a blonde ale. It's 6.0%. It's got nice body to it. It's got a really, really malt forward character that you don't often get in a blonde ale.
You get sugar right in the nose on that.
Sugar in the nose, man.
Oh wow, but it's dry.
Yeah, and it's got a nice hop snap at the end, and so it's appropriate for hot weather, which we had this weekend when we did that bike ride. Yeah, started at PCH, went over to Northern Pine Brewery, finished up at Privateer, and lots of beer, lots of good times, and nobody got hit by a car.
The O-side slide, right?
Yeah.
Wow, this is something they're only going to find at PCH, Privateer, and Northern Pine Brewing, right?
As far as I know, yeah. And those are the only places I go to, otherwise I don't really get out much.
And when it's gone, it's gone.
Yes.
Yeah, this tastes good.
Pretty solid.
We're going to crush this, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Tony about what's going on with Stone Company store in Oceanside. You are a beer squirrel by trade. I know this, so I'm pretty sure you brought some good stuff to drink tonight and talk about what you've got going on this weekend. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Sometimes I wonder if Ken has seen way too many Disney movies.
Oh, here.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking tonight with our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our boys from Oceanside. Tony from the Stone Company store in Oceanside. Every single year, you throw this big party. It started today. It is your 6th anniversary. I can't believe it's been 6 years. I remember when we did, what was it, anniversary 1 or 2, we broadcast from your
patio. Yeah, 1 or 2. We did it on site.
So much fun. And you, I don't know how you do this, but you managed to sneak away and hide some of the best damn beers for your anniversary party. I expect nothing less. Tonight is sour night.
Yeah.
And I know tomorrow you're rolling out some rare beers. Yep. And then Sunday you're rolling out vintage beers.
Vintage Sunday, because we're keeping Sunday fun day, as we say over in Oceanside.
Wait,
is that what we say?
The way Ken tells it, every day is Sunday fun day in Oceanside.
I was just going to say, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, a little bit. A little bit Sunday fun day.
Sunday,
every day.
The debauchery quotient gets lowered by a couple of points.
Especially when we have stuff like, 2010 Double Bastard, 2008 IRS on Sunday. That's a chilling and grilling kind of.
Somebody explain this to me. Why in the hell does San Diego feel the need to roll out all these Russian Imperial Stouts when it's 112 degrees outside?
It's like, well, you know, it's sweat lodge therapy is what it is.
No, I mean, a beer like that, to me, that's a winter beer. Why are we brewing these gigantic 12% malt bombs in July?
Dude, you know, try it. It's extreme.
It's
like hot yoga, man. It's hot yoga.
Right. They pair perfectly with summer nights.
Yeah.
You gotta wait for the sun to go down. I think that's the key.
We've got the pier in the background.
Got it. Drinking that at noon like I have been on the weekends isn't recommended.
We've got the light stuff tonight. The Friday sour lineup is lighter and tartar and sourer.
Tony, are you making up words?
No, that's a beer word.
Sour.
Look it up. It's in the BJCP descriptor list.
What are we drinking? It sounds like you finally brought me an IPA, since Ken had to start off the program with the Coast Rider Blonde Ale from Northern Pine Brewing. Give me something with hops. What are we drinking?
We got a collaboration with Society Brewing. It's called Skedaddler. It was first made over at Liberty Station with Chris Ketchum, and it was so good that they said, let's make a lot more. And here we are making a lot more. And it's a West Coast style IPA. You know, Society definitely had a huge influence on this. Not that Stone style isn't inherently in this beer. It's just a big West Coast IPA, which right now is kind of fighting a little bit to be heard right now.
Fighting
against
over the haze
craze.
Yeah, over the haze craze.
Well, this is very Society. And even the dryness on the back end is,
I was
going to
say,
it's
got that
beers.
Incredibly dry, clean finish that it's quite pleasant. I would like some more. Is there more?
Nice.
Brought an entire crowler. So are you, you're doing
and
crowlers
on site,
right?
It's in my hand right now.
Yeah, we do the 32-ounce canned crowlers. We fill regular growlers.
But so with some of these beers you've got on tap this weekend, are some of these beers take-home beers?
We have a lot of rare beers. So there are some of these that we're not going to do canned growlers, but there are some that we will, like McHale's with coconut. Which is...
I just saw him and his mustache smile.
Yeah.
Perfect summer night beer.
So we'll have, on the website, you can go through the list and beer nerd out and see which ones are... Some are just so rare that we're going to do pours.
What's the website where you can find all the information?
Stone Oceanside just look up Stone Oceanside and you see our Facebook and Instagram. And also at stonebrewing.com, we have a page for Stone Oceanside.
Let's polish this off. We'll take a break when we come back. You got something else? Something rare? Something sourier for me? What's next? Actually, don't tell me. We'll find out. It's rock and roll. Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Free mustache rides.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I just found out something interesting that's going on. So apparently, while Stone Oceanside's anniversary is going on, Mike Martinez, who's sitting here in front of me, is at some point going to be DJing. You do realize the show goes till 8 o'clock. How in the hell are you going to make it from here to Oceanside and still let the mustache do the set?
I'm going to be using the company helicopter.
Oh, that's beautiful. You're charging that to Tony's account, right?
Yeah.
Good man. Tonight, drinking some Oceanside beer, started off the program with a beer that we talked about a couple weeks ago with Northern Pine Brewing, their Coast Rider Blonde Ale, which was fantastic. This is a beer
lovely.
You can only find at their tasting room at the Privateer and where Ken slings it at PCH. Then we had the Skedaddler, an IPA brewed with Stone and Society. What beer are we drinking next?
We're doing...
Oh my God, Ken, smell that.
Oh,
ooh,
boy.
It's a tropical paradise.
Now this, you've ever heard what Pog, that's, what is it?
Pineapple, orange, guava.
Now that's been used to describe IPAs, but this, unless it's a hazy IPA, is not an IPA.
No, this is a Berliner Weiss. This is the Stone Notorious Pog Berliner Weiss.
Ooh, holy crap.
Wow, notorious.
It is hazy, though.
Orgeous.
But it's
gorgeous.
The hazy is part of the style of this beer, but
juicy hazy.
Traditionally, Berliner Weisses, they have a syrup. It's either red or green, right?
Yeah, Berliner Weiss is very tart, almost yogurty, very light-bodied beer with almost a biting tartness, and you can sweeten it a little bit with raspberry syrup or Woodruff, which is green and tastes like Woodruff.
Mm. So there really is. That's the best way to describe it. If you've never tried it, you can. I know Bagby serves it the traditional way.
Yeah,
you can get Woodruff syrup.
I've had it there, and Churchill's in San Marcos, apparently. You can try it with a little syrup.
Another really good warm weather beer, by the way.
Yeah, but this one needs no syrup, man. That POG, Notorious POG, I'm down with it. Yeah, you know me.
I mean, are you actually using pineapple, orange, and guava in this beer? Or,
yes.
Oh, so
yeah,
it's got the actual fruit in it.
Yeah, there was a large delivery of fruit and much chopping. Now, this is not in Oceanside, by the way. People sometimes come to Oceanside and go, where's the brewery?
Just a half hour away and about 30 degrees hotter.
Well, cheers to you and your anniversary. And I know you got a couple of beers that are coming up next that are on your rare list. And something I've never heard of before in the form of a double IPA. I cannot wait to try it. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. At this point in the program, I'm pretty sure Mike Martinez is my spirit animal, as we just literally synced in a quote for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That was amazing.
It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on All 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Mike Martinez from Stone and Tony from the Stone Company store in Oceanside. It is their 6th anniversary. We're talking about a roundabout of different things going on in Oceanside. This one comes to us from the Stone Richmond facility, right? This next one?
Correct.
Now, you guys built a brewery over there, and this will be the first beer that I knowingly have tried from that.
I don't think a lot of the regular Stone Ripper, Tangerine. We got the Fear Movie Lions Double Hazy, which is like an East Coast Double Hazy. And then we also get Vengeful Spirit.
Oh, Vengeful Spirit comes from out
yeah,
there.
They're making Vengeful Spirit, right, which we're really happy about.
I changed my statement. I have tried Richmond beers before.
Yeah, you can really taste the James River in this one.
But I'm curious about the name of this.
Oh, yeah, that's mighty nice. I'll sit out on the veranda and I can drink this all day long.
This beer is Fear Movie Lions. Who had the dartboard with the random things on it and was throwing darts at it?
All right, so there's a website that geolocates 3-foot squares in all across the world, and they use 3 names to locate it. So the brew kettle in Richmond is located at Fear Movie Lions.
Are you kidding me right now?
What no. the hell did he just say?
So basically, instead of using like latitude and longitude, they're taking all of that in 3x3 squares and assigning that a name. Yeah. And then you locate it by a cross section of the 3 names. That is the most damn thing I've heard this week.
Dude.
And I've got a 4-year-old who tells me stories.
Awesome beer.
Yeah.
Awesome beer.
I don't know what to say to that.
We'll just skip over the name.
Actually, that is a rather tasty beer.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling that it's probably stronger than I think it is, because it's drinking pretty smooth.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you it's probably close. I was going to say it's closer to 10 than I'd like it to be.
It's sweet and smooth.
Just like you.
Yeah.
They could have called this beer Ken Wright if they didn't fire you.
Yeah. You know, what square is that? Ken Wright. Beer.
Where Ken Wright is standing.
No, picking up, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got a tune to pair with this, and we're going to dig into one of the, was this on the sour bill tonight, this the Kelly Belgique?
That will be, yeah.
Ooh,
it's on tap.
I love it.
It's very yummy.
It is a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. What? Oh, yes, Ken is trying to show me that he's wearing his Mason Ale Works t-shirts. Yes, you get extra points. We'll give you a gold star for that.
Thank you.
Also drinking with Tony from the Stone Company store in Oceanside. 6th anniversary celebration going on right now. Sour beers on tap. Mike Martinez in the studio with us. He'll be DJing here in about 15 minutes.
Get the helicopter ready.
Tomorrow you're going to do bullet some rare train. Beers. You're going to do vintage beers. All that you can find. Just search Stone Company store on the interwebs to get everything that they've got pouring. And Ken, what is that you're pouring out right there?
It's like pink or like a soft crimson sunset.
It smells funky. What is that?
Give it a taste.
It's winey.
Stone Cali Belgique, aged in red wine barrels with sour cherries.
Oh, that's what I'm getting. It's a combination of the wine and cherries.
Would these be the famous Morenci sour cherries?
Yes.
Did Steve Gonzalez have anything to do with this?
What an awesome cue. Steve Gonzalez is the man responsible for this beer, among a lot of amazing beers at Stone, but he does almost all the barrel.
He is the barrel wizard.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Steve Gonzalez has written scientific peer-reviewed papers on the science of barrel aging.
One of the more amazing events we had at Stone Oceanside was a barbecue event where we had beer and barbecue, right. And Steve talked to the barbecue guy on a molecular level about barbecue.
What happens when you burn wood. Pyrolytic magic. Pyrolysis, baby. It's all about pyrolysis.
And he would know about that because obviously some barrels they'll toast the inside of, and he needs to know what that does to impart flavors to the beer.
That's he is not randomly throwing stuff in barrels and going, that tastes good.
Well, that's how we do it in Kentucky, Bob.
Well, I guess that would definitely apply to the consistency of some of the barrel-aged Stone beers. Well, year after year, when I try something like a barrel-aged Chocoveza, why it still has that epic flavor profile to it.
I Don't know.
Well said, Tony. Well said.
I will say this, that Steve seems to have a very specific palate, and it seems to age really well. You know, any kind of older beer, you might get some oxidation here and there, but these beers have such deep flavors to them that it seems to just propel them for
layers and
a
layers.
Long time. And of course, back to the dig for kegs, that's what I did here, where I was really looking for a lot of those Steve Gonzalez barrel-aged beers and bring them back and... Because there's just so many, there's so much flavor to him. They're deep. He's done a lot. The man doesn't just do barbecue.
This is the perfect beer to end the show with tonight. You knocked it out of the
park,
sir.
This is glorious.
You want to check out more Stone Company Oceanside 6th anniversary celebration this weekend. Tonight is Sour Night. If you can get up there for some of the beers. And Mike is...
There's your helicopter.
He's tapping his hand like, dude, I gotta go.
Tomorrow it's rare beers,
vintage beers. Check them out online. Tony, cheers to you for once again.
Cheers.
Putting together an amazing tap list and doing what you do. You are awesome. All right, let's walk out on this. Ken, can you give me a ride home?
Sure.
You can jump in my helicopter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.